Donald Hall is the new Poet Laureate of the United States, but he is by no means the nation's only poet to be so honored this month. James Monroe High School in the Bronx is about to name its first Poet Laureate, 17-year-old Tiffany Otero. Tiffany joins us from our New York Bureau. Hello, welcome to the program, Tiffany.
Thank you, John. I'm glad to be on the program.
And the Monroe High Laureateship was made possible by the generosity of alumnus Peter Levitt. He graduated in 1964. He joins us by phone from his home on Salt Spring Island in British Columbia. Welcome, Mr. Levitt.
Oh, thank you, John.
Now, the two of you have never met before, is that correct?
No, I've never met Peter.
Hey, listen, congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
Tiffany, you graduate in a couple weeks, June 27th, I think.
Yeah.
Do you know what your duties will be as Poet Laureate?
So far I'm told that I'm going to be, saying a poem for graduation. I've been working on it. It's not finished. It's on my computer. And I start to go into the description of how our cap and gown is, makes us into kings and queens. It's like wearing our robe and our crown. So.
Wonderful. Mr. Levitt, have you read her work?
I have not seen her work.
Well, Tiffany, maybe you can give Mr. Levitt a chance to hear some of your poetry. Did you bring some along?
Yeah, I brought up about two or three poems with me. Okay, this poem is called A Black and White World. Looking at the world, it's black and white, staring at the sky turning day to night. Only thing that matters is the cash in hand. Can't pay the bills, will we make a stand? The ghettos are growing, suburbia's dead. Everyone struggling, gone lost their heads. People praise weed like they used to praise God. What happened to art? Guess we forgot. Living in a world filled with black and white ain't worth a thing unless we wear a tie. Rappers these days talk about nothing but junk. Rockers these days are a bunch of drunks. These are the heroes we made for our kids who knew the world would corrupt like this. No one is safe, not anymore. Not when there are shootouts right out your door. Kids growing up so fast, if only their youth would last. Then maybe the world would stop the murder mass. When you look at the world in black and white, it seems like an eternal night. But maybe in time we will learn a little. Maybe it would be better if only we could see in color.
Strong social commentary.
Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I write about a bunch of different things. Sometimes I'll write about like political things whenever I get really aggravated at something on the news. Or I write a lot about like my teachers getting me upset about something. So.
You know, part of what started the whole idea of setting up the Poet Laureate Award at Monroe High School was a teacher of mine. And I was a bright boy, but I was afraid to really show what I was. So I was sort of hiding out. And a teacher recognized what I was doing. Her name was Miss Demotsis. And she reeled me in until, before I knew it, I had changed my friends. I had joined the choir. I had started acting. And that was the beginning of the path that I've now followed the whole rest of my life. I wanted to encourage the kids at Monroe to love poetry, to write poetry, or at least to be interested in it and know that it's worthwhile.
Yeah. We have a lot of poets. We have a poetry slam every couple of months.
Oh, good.
So that's we have some really great poets in our school, and I'm really proud of that.
What about plans for college?
At the moment, my first step is going into the Disney Career Start program, which I'm hoping I get accepted to. I just did my over-the-phone interview, and when I come back to New York in January, I'm going to be applying to college for the spring semester.
Who's your favorite poet?
I would have to say Linda Michelle Barron.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I admired about her is that she wrote her name all in lowercase letters together. It was all one word. And I felt when I was little, I saw that and I thought it was amazing because she was able to get her poetic license and change her name. And she used to write through the eyes of a child. So I think she is what inspired me to continue writing.
Peter Levitt, who's your favorite poet?
Well, that's a pretty tough question, don't you think? Robert Creeley, a great American poet who died just a little over a year ago. And, of course, there's William Carlos Williams and Octavio Paz. I love his work as well. And then all the way back to ancient China, Wang Wei, Du Fu, Li Bo, all of them have had a way of speaking to me somehow. Again, something we wanted to encourage with this Poet Laureate Award. We wanted to say poetry is important, and you have many, many friends that have existed for a long time.
Tiffany, do you have another poem that you can read for us?
Yes, I have one more. I don't have a title for it, so maybe you guys can help me out with that after I finish reading it. Still, silent, waiting to be of assistance. The arch of its back, the curve of the eyes, its shoulders stiff and erect. Standing on its legs, wearing green cloth wrapped in a clear protection. Its body is stiffened by its existence. It is absolutely still. It has no voice nor thoughts. The bars it bears behind it, which it will never see. It is blind, it is deaf. Its body is cold and scarred. It has no particular attraction, and yet men yearn for it. The most interesting thing about it is that you can never be sure if I was talking about a chair or a woman.
That's a great ending, Tiffany.
Thank you.
How about a title?
Finding a title for a poem, for me, is like finding my car keys. I don't know, where to put them. So I'm going to leave that to Tiffany.
Tiffany Otero is the first ever poet laureate of James Monroe High School in the Bronx. And Peter Levitt is a James Monroe alumnus and poet. Thank you both very much for joining
us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
To read Tiffany Otero's poetry, go to our website, npr.org.